The May 21, 2013 Rio Dell City Council meeting began with a closed-door session between council members and City Attorney Russell Ganz to discuss two lawsuits that the city is considering filing against an unknown number of parties. No action was reported on one suit, and the council voted unanimously to have the city attorney review the second suit, which appears to involve access to 5.5 acres of city-owned property off of Monument Road, according to the very limited information available at this stage. City Attorney Russell Ganz reported the action taken.
The motion was to instruct the city attorney to review and evaluate access and related real property issues related to the city's parcel of real property located off of Monument Road as identified in Agenda Item C2.
The public session of the council then began with a proclamation declaring May 2013 as Older Americans Month, with a certificate accepted by a representative from the Humboldt Area 1 Agency on Aging. A special presentation was given by City Engineer Merritt Perry of Winsler & Kelly on the status of multiple city projects.
There are essentially three active projects that we're working on for the city. One is the Wildwood Avenue Downtown Pedestrian Streetscape Improvement Project, the Center and Davis Street Safe Route to School Improvement Project, and then some assistance with permitting related to the Rio Dell Water Infiltration Gallery. I think you've heard about the first two projects quite a few times, especially the Wildwood Avenue Downtown project, but that essentially consists of constructing median islands and then some landscaping and improvements. And provided in the pack and covered under a separate item, it's really the plans are essentially complete, and included in the subsequent item is really kind of the schedule, an approximate schedule when we hope to advertise the project for bid and all the way through the construction schedule. And so the later item is the city manager requesting authorization to advertise for bids. And so both projects are essentially complete. We need to fill in some of the dates for things such as a pre-bid meeting and adjust the schedule in the specifications, but essentially the designs are complete on those projects and those are ready to go. And both projects will proceed along the same timeline. It'll make it easier for council actions to have both projects coming and moving forward at the same time. And so right now the plan is to advertise those projects around the beginning of June and then to begin construction on both of those projects immediately after Wildwood Days, so not to cause any interference by either of those projects with the Wildwood Days activities.
Work on the Wildwood Avenue streetscape project will be going out to bid and is projected to begin in early August, just after Wildwood Days. The streetscape project will include a clock near the Eagle Prairie Bridge entrance to town and artwork featured in some of the center medians that will be installed throughout the length of Wildwood Avenue. There has been minimal public involvement despite numerous meetings and workshops held over the last 2 years for this project and the drastic changes involved. Work will also include sidewalk additions on Davis Avenue and lighting at the crosswalk on Wildwood Avenue near the school as part of the Safe Routes to School grant. The wastewater treatment project has been on hold with drilling stopped at the edge of the Eel River near the Highway 101 bridge. The city has been waiting for permits to drill under the river in order to pipe the treated sewage over to the other side in Metropolitan where it will be discharged. The city is currently using effluent retention ponds, which hold the treated sewage on the banks of the Eel River, as it has in years past, which will be discharged once the river has returned to a higher flow rate. The City Council approved an agreement with GHD Inc. for CEQA permitting and biological assessment for an emergency project already initiated, which involves alterations to the Eel River required for the city water infiltration gallery to allow for low flow water conditions. The council summary stated there was a sandbar reducing the water flow that needed to be dredged. However, the summary provided by GHD states the work is needed because the water intake system, which was a part of the large water project in 2005-2006, was designed and constructed in such a way that it could not receive water during low flow conditions, which are common during the summer months. The project would remove gravel from the riverbed in order to direct water flow towards the infiltration system. This project will allow for up to 5 years of gravel moving, while a longer-term solution can be designed and permitted. The council appointed Carol Thoreau to the Rio Dell Planning Commission in the position recently vacated by Gordon Johnson, who was appointed to the City Council. Carol is currently on the board of directors for the Eagle Prairie Arts District and is an owner of Carly Packaging. Rio Del City Council meetings are held on the first and third Tuesday of the month. The next meeting will be June 4th at 6:30 in City Hall. This is Sharon Wolf at the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.